Episode 1015, Is the Fight Worth It?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Good Saturday. I hope you are having a splendid weekend and enjoying some relaxation and rejuvenation for your mind, body, and your spirit. Today is Relationship Builders, and we're talking about, is the fight worth it? Gonna put on the boxing gloves. Are you ready? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you know when the day is kicking your butt? Is the fight worth it? Have you reflected lately on the number of fights you've had for whatever reason? Maybe it was because you didn't get the costume you promised your daughter as the order was canceled. Maybe it was a disagreement you had with your husband regarding the sale of your home. Maybe it was a decision made by your son that was not the best decision he could have made. Maybe you were just feeling a little feisty. Those are just a few fights I've had this week. Is the fight worth it? In some circumstances, the fight is definitely worth the battle. You want to go in. You want to put those boxing gloves on. However, in relationships, there are give and takes. Learning when to give and learning when to take will either grow your marriage or destroy it, sucking your emotional bank account dry. I know I don't want to exist in a marriage. You know, just existing, what is that? That's not even thriving. That's not even living. You know, you don't want to be there yearning and starving for basic necessities such as water. When you are sucking yourself dry, you have no reason to fight because there is nothing to fight for. If you and your spouse were in the middle of a desert and you didn't have a canteen full of water and there was no water around, why would you be fighting each other? Because you're not going to win, right? But we think that's what we need to do. So how do you know when to pick the battle? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Ask yourself, is the fight worth it? Is the fight worth it? Because in some circumstances, we've already said the fight is definitely worth it. But understand, it's not about being right. And most of us fight to be right. And I really want you to chew on that. When you decide that you're going to pick an argument this weekend, or maybe you're even just exchanging some crosswords, it's not even like a real fight. You're not like boxing gloves on and, you know, you're just battling it out. It's not even something as stressful as a full battle. But you're kind of getting it in a heated discussion. Are you really fighting to be right? Or is there a reason for the fight? Because if you haven't already listened to episode 1008, Keeping Score is a Losing Game, that was last week's episode for Relationship Builders, you'll want to go back and tune into that episode. It correlates to what we're talking about here. So I would encourage you to go back to that episode. I know things get crazy. Or maybe you just got a little bit of it and you need to finish listening. So go on back there and take a listen to it. I've got the link in the show notes for you. So let's break it down, what it looks like when asking yourself, is the fight worth it? Because if we don't know what it looks like when we ask that question, we don't know what to do. So number one, remove yourself from the heated situation. Now, we're talking specifically marriage here, but you can apply these to anything, whether it's, you know, your relationship with your children, your relationship with your best friend, your relationship with your husband, your parents, whatever it is, you can apply all of these to that, any really relationship. Okay. So number one, remove yourself from the heated situation. Give yourself and your spouse or whoever's involved in the discussion a break. Maybe you need to escape to the garage and put yourself in a timeout. When the children were a lot younger and I, you know, we would get, cause I was homeschooling them. I mean, I lived with them 24/7. Anywhere I went, they went. Dad had an escape. He may not call it an escape, but he got to go to work. My work was in the household. My work was CEO of my business. My work was my volunteer. Anywhere I went, my children were attached to me. And honestly, yeah, that can be so stressful. So for me, I would find that I needed to put myself in timeout and I would go to the garage. And I would tell the kids, mommy's in timeout. Do not talk to me. And I would walk out the door. Now, of course, I made sure everyone was safe. I didn't have somebody that's going to wander around and do something and get into something. Obviously, you have to, you know, make sure everybody is safe and you can remove yourself from the situation. But that's what I did. And it worked. Why? Because that was about the only quiet place. Even in the bathroom, yeah, they still found mama. But in the garage, for some reason, they never went out there. So that was my kind of safe zone, my timeout zone, just for me. So remove yourself from the heated situation. Number two, breathe in the moment. Deep breaths, not this shallow stuff like, I know that sounds weird, doesn't it? But we have a really, you know, clear-cut breathing pattern. And you probably don't take long enough in your life and take time out to really listen and feel how you breathe. And when I say breathe in the moment, I mean slow down your breaths. Deep breaths that go from your, not just your toes to your nose or your nose to your toes. I want you to go from the tip of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet. It's a full body experience. And then ask yourself, what are you doing here? You know, what is it that I'm doing here? Why do you need to have these deep breaths? Well, it's because you're lowering your blood pressure. When you get upset, what happens? Blood pressure goes up. And we don't want our blood pressure to go up. We've got to calm ourselves. It also allows you to clear your mind to process things accurately. When you're running on nothing but emotions, yeah, you're not making good decisions. That's just flat out a fact. You can find any study to support it. And it also gives you that brief moment to calm your emotions. Some people would say it brings you back to center. That's fine. If that's what you want to think about it, that's great. However you see it, you're mindful of what? Your mind, your body, and your spirit. How everything is happening in this particular situation. Is the fight worth it? Remove yourself from the heated situation. Breathe in the moment. And finally, number three, will this matter? Will this matter? Will this fight help to restore your hope in your marriage? Will the fight take you to the healthy next step? Or will it lead you to a dead end? That is the question. And it's not an in-between. Some people say, oh, but it could be a gray area. It could be a maybe. No, it's not. It's either yes or no. It's either yes, it's going to help me and help us in our marriage. Or really, it's not going to do me any good. So tomorrow, it's not really going to matter. So if it's not going to matter, why am I putting on my boxing gloves? Is the fight worth it? Will it matter? Fighting is something that actually comes very normal for human beings. Why? Control, and we like being right. Both because we are fallen individuals. We are sinful creatures by nature. And because of that, we want to be known to be right. We want to control our situations because when we control our situations, we feel better about ourselves. When we feel better about ourselves, what happens? Our self-esteem goes up and our confidence goes up and we're like, yes, I got this. Even though you may be repeating the exact same thing tomorrow, you're not really growing. The whole idea in your life is to grow, to learn. That's what God wants us to do. And in relationships, that is critical. So is the fight worth it? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But you can use these three steps to help what? Center yourself. To bring yourself to a point where, okay, now that I've collected my thoughts, I got this. Yes, we need to continue the discussion. But until you calm down, nobody's going to hear anything. And same goes for the other party. If it's your spouse, if it's your children, they have to calm down too. Because if they're feeling heated and frustrated, they're only going to be what? Wanting to know that they're right. It's a two-way street. And it's one that we have to learn to work with. It's a give and take. Where are you in your battles? Maybe you want some help with this. Yeah, there are right ways to have arguments. There are correct ways to go into battle. You think about a soldier. We don't just send them and give them a gun and say, go on out there and take down however many people you want to take down, get rid of the enemy. It doesn't work that way. They go through what? Training. They have basic training, and then they have advanced training, and then they have, there's a lot of other training that we just won't talk about because it's really serious training. You want to grow in your marriage. You want to grow in your relationships. You want to have that sizzle, that sexiness brought back into like your honeymoon phase where you were years ago. Then you have to go through training. And this is the beginning of it. Is the fight worth it? Maybe you want some help. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. It's my free gift to you. It's a coaching call. Maybe you've never experienced coaching. And I know that can be a very scary thing. For me, I've been coached my whole life. And then on the reverse side, I have coached the majority of my life. So when I was old enough, and I would say probably honestly, about late elementary school, fifth grade or so, I was coaching. Did I really know what coaching was at that age? I had no clue. I had no clue. But what I've learned as I've aged and gotten wiser, I sure hope, and my walk with the Lord is that he's shown me that this is something that I have gifted you. I have given you, Christiane, and you are to gift this to others. And so my way of serving is to offer you the opportunity to be coached, to know what it's like. Click on the link, take AIM. That will begin our conversation, and we will get a call, you and me, scheduled. Yes, you're not going to talk to somebody else. It's me, and we'll have a conversation. And we'll get you started on the right track. You know, I can help with strategies and tools. I don't have all the answers. I don't pretend to have all the answers. But I have lived a very well-lived life in my short amount of time. And I've learned a lot of things. And I've watched a lot of people. And I've had mentors. And I've been around the world. And so I promise you that you will walk away with something that will impact your life. So take a chance on yourself. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. Click on that link. Take AIM. If you are headed to a dead end, why would you take that path? Because think about it, right? If you say, well, this matter, and you're like, nah, well, it probably really isn't. In fact, it's not going to do any good. It's just going to take me down this dead end. Nothing's going to change. Then why would you go there? Because if it's not going to lead you anywhere to grow and restore your relationship, don't go there. Retreat. Turn around. The fight's not worth it. Now, if the fight is worth it to where the outcome will add value to your marriage, that's the key, value. You got to be adding value to your marriage within your fights. Then proceed with caution. It's not the green light, it's the yellow flashing light. Don't storm with an attitude that I'm right. I told you so. That's not going to go very far at all. And that's not how you win the battle. Keeping score is a losing game. Go back to listen to that episode. But what you want to do is you want to know and address it that you're calm, you're cool, you're collected. Your tone of voice reflects love, understanding, and grace. Is the fight worth it? Lead with the heart of Christ to grow your marriage. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.